You're listening to Empathica Radio, home to unsigned metal, hardcore, and punk artists. The true underground.
Hail to the king, baby.
Let's talk about it. The Uber driver? We can talk about it.
Let's talk about Kansas City.
We can talk. We're recording, so.
Okay. Are we?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
What do you care?
Everyone doesn't care. So, we went to Kansas City.
I did not.
Yeah. Your vagina hurt, so you couldn't make
bitch.
It. I'm old. I can't go.
Yeah.
You just didn't want to ask permission. That's what it was.
My wife's pregnant. I can't ask anything.
Oh, that's understandable. It's completely understandable. All right, that made up for it. So me and Brennan went to Kansas City last weekend. And
wait, so is it just two of you? Did your girlfriend go?
No, it was just two of us.
Okay, I didn't know.
He was my date.
That's cute.
Went to go see Destroyer. God damn it. Is this your first time on here?
At the hotel room, just get a single bed.
Yeah.
A single, like, king.
Yeah. Well, no, king. That's expensive. It's got a double bed. Just single, a single double. Trying to go as cheap as possible. We slept head to toe, so nothing can happen.
Some people call that 6'9".
Oh.
No.
Yeah, he's lying, but whatever. He was just being shy. So we went to Kansas City to go see Destroyer 666 and Watain. Am I saying that right?
Watain.
Watain, which I knew who they were. I just don't know how to pronounce her name, just like most of the bands out there. It was cool. It was at the Riot Room out there, which I had been to before. About a year ago, I was out there to see Rivers of Nile and Darkest Hour. So it was pretty packed, I would say.
Yeah.
It was a pretty decent crowd. I don't know. I don't want to say it was more than what I expected, because I expected nobody to be at the Mayhem show in St. Louis, and it was fucking jam-packed.
What the hell?
I was mad. What the fuck does... How many people know about this? But, no, we had a good time. Drove out there. We stayed at the Harrah's Casino out there and Ubered into the city because I didn't feel like driving. And it was only, like, I don't know what, 10 minutes down the road?
Yeah, something like
Something like that. But the first Uber driver was, like, the perfect Uber driver. Mm-hmm. Picked us up. He didn't say shit. Got us there. Everything was fine. The next guy, on the way back, picked us up, and he was driving like a fucking maniac. And like, he's like going to the city, just fucking blazing.
You know what I feel like? That whenever you get picked up later in the night, they're always faster. Because first of all, it's the younger people driving, typically.
Not this guy.
Not this guy. He was an old guy driving fast?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. And then there's also more work to do later in the night.
Yeah.
So they're trying to get somewhere else. You know what I mean?
Right. And I get that. And there's hardly any traffic, so they can get away with it.
Yeah.
You can't really drive faster in the middle of the day because there's traffic. So you're just kind of fucked. But, mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, this dude was just cooking. So he gets, like, to get to Harrah's, you have to go down this long-ass fucking road. And he's flying around, gets down there, and there's three entrances to this parking lot. I tell him, I'm like, go to the hotel side, not the casino side.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay. And he's like, cooking. And there's three entrances. And he's going. He passes the first one up. Passes the second one up. And the third one's got a chain going across. So you can't get in there. Right. Just a single yellow chain. I'm in the back seat. I can fucking see this. And he just whips in there. And like came inches from just smashing that chain. Because as he's pulling in, Brennan's going, nope, whoa, no. And the guy's like, oh shit, and he like had to slam on his brakes, and I'm mad at Brendan for telling him, because I wanted him to crash through the chain. I thought it'd be awesome if he was just like, that chain just split in half. I wanted to see what the guy would do, like if he was gonna freak out and start cussing.
Yeah.
I'm like, can you keep pulling up to the door, please? So he had to back up and go around, but it was like, what the fuck were you looking at, dude? I saw it from the back seat. I was like, no, he's not really turning here. I'm like, oh shit, he's gonna hit this chain. This is gonna be awesome. But Brennan was back to freaking out.
What's like the weirdest situation you ever had with Uber? Is that it?
You know, because I did a bunch of Uber in Kentucky when me and the old lady went to Louisville because I didn't feel like driving around there. But I don't know. Most of it is just the crazy fucking driving.
Yeah.
A lot of them don't talk. And the ones that did, they seemed like normal dudes, so it wasn't like a big deal. They weren't like weird.
Right.
Just asking normal questions, and it was fine. They didn't. Yeah. I think I weirded them out more. I know one of the drivers asked, he's like, oh, did you guys fly in? I said, no. We drove. And he kind of turned around and looked at me like, why am I in an Uber then? I just looked at him. I was just like, I don't know this fucking city. I ain't driving around.
Yeah.
Why would I drive around when I can pay you? I mean, we did it for like 2 days straight out there and constantly just darting all over the place. And it cost me $60 for the whole weekend.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
You have to pay for parking too.
Exactly. And I can go drink when I want. Whatever. Yeah. I find it very convenient.
Yeah. No,
I think it's worth it. I've had more questionable experiences in taxis than Ubers.
Mm-hmm. Especially how often do you take a taxi?
Not often, but like going to Chicago, we would jump in there.
Really?
And me and Bill got in a taxi. I don't know where we. What
they always
were...
take you the scenic route?
Yeah, I guess
you can be like, I need to go right there. You could point at it,
and he goes the wrong way.
Yeah, then he drives out the other direction and goes halfway around the city.
Yeah,
it's like.
You're trying to get my fare
$30
up.
Later.
Right.
It's like, fuck.
Oh, we got in this car with this guy, some foreign black dude, and he was telling us, like, how big his dick was and this and
what?
That. Oh, I swear to God. With this foreign accent, he's like, just going on and on about how big his dick is. And Bill's, we're in the, you know, back, obviously, and Bill's, like, grabbing my leg and squeezing it, like, because we're, like, trying not to, like, laugh at this guy. We're like, oh, okay, all right. And he's, like, Bill's, like, just squeezing the fuck out of my leg trying to get me to laugh, and I'm just like... Oh,
how did that topic even come up?
He just started rambling.
Hey, guys, I got a big dick.
He's like, I got a big dick. He's like talking about how he fucking fell on some woman and all. Oh, it was just crazy. And I'm sure he was just trying to be funny, but it was pretty awkward.
You should have been like, let's see it.
Oh, no, because I'm sure that guy would have pulled over. I don't know. That was probably the most awkward. And I was
the whole time he was steering the car with no hands.
Yeah, he just like had his hands back behind his head. I just remember sitting there and we're like, it was like being back in school when you're not allowed to laugh and you're like trying not to, you know, just do that. And I got Bill where, like I said, he's hitting me and fucking with me, trying to get me to laugh because we're just trying not to piss this guy off because neither one of us want to like get our throats cut in an alley somewhere.
I had a friend and she found presumably the driver's, but maybe another passenger's, completely full colostomy bag.
Oh,
in the back seat.
No.
Hold on. And in order to sit down, she had to move it.
Oh.
Why didn't she just get a different taxi?
Yeah.
No, this was Uber.
It was Uber?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, fuck. Colostomy bag grab there. No way I'm fucking touching that.
No. If it was me, and especially if it was at night, I probably would have pushed it over, not even knowing what it was.
Yeah.
You know, to be honest,
if I just saw junk, and that was that me or you?
I think it was me.
If I just saw junk in the seat, I would probably just brush it over. It could be anything. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. I guess you know. Now that you say that, I don't know if I would know even what it.
But then she just had to sit there next to it the whole time.
Oh, no. Oh, no. She should have, like, punctured it when she got out, like, stabbed it with something. No, I think if I would have known what it was and I, like, opened the door and seen it sitting there, I'd have been like, nope. And you're getting a bad review. I mean, unless it wasn't that guy's fault, you know what I mean? Like, he didn't know there was a bag full of shit sitting back there.
How do you do that if they come, say they come pick you up at your hotel and you're just like, nope. You don't have to pay him anything?
That I don't know because it's all through the app. I've never turned it down.
That's what I'm saying. You know, they've already came out to you. They've already done half the trip.
I think you might get charged something since they showed up, but it's not very much.
Yeah.
I think. I'm not 100% sure. I don't know. I've never had to cancel on them. Yeah. Everything's been fine.
So anyway, it was a good show.
It was a good show. It was.
Brendan, what was your favorite part of the show?
When the bands played the music.
That was your favorite part of the show?
Brendan, I imagine you, when you're little, going to Disney World.
Okay.
And your parents are like, did you like it? Was it good? And Brendan's just like,
We thought you'd be excited. And he's like, no, I was. No. It was cool. Just super chill about it. Like, look, Brennan, Mickey Mouse.
Do you like Space Mountain?
Do you ever go to Disney World?
No, I never been.
Did you, Travis?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, but I was like too old, I felt like. Yeah. I think I was maybe 11 or 12.
That's too old? I think my kid, because my kid's 11, I think she'd love it. Well, then she's a girl, though, too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Boys would have been different. I think if I was 11 or 12, I wouldn't have gave a shit either. Right. I mean, I would have had a good time, but I wouldn't have give a fuck. Oh, look, there's Mickey.
Sixth grade or something like that.
Oh, you, what's that?
Sixth grade or something like that? 11, 12 years old?
Right. Fifth. Yeah. Well, fifth or sixth. It just depends on when you were born.
What are you talking about? When you're 12 years old?
11. He says 11 or 12. 12, definitely.
When you're 11, you're in sixth grade.
No, my
daughter. You were in fifth grade.
No, my daughter's in fifth grade, asshole.
But she's 11?
Yeah, but it's because of the way she was born. She just missed the cutoff. September 1st.
Is it?
Yeah, if you're born after September 1st, you have to wait another year, and she's at the end of September, so a whole another fucking year before she could start school. So
we took my daughter, too. The last time I went, we took my daughter, and she was, I don't know, 4 or 5.
You took her there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Me and the wife took her, and it was cool. She enjoyed it, but if I never step foot in that place again, I wouldn't care.
Yeah, it's a place.
There's so many friggin' people. It's insane.
What's it, like, insane. Crazy expensive, isn't it? Like, just to get in?
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
I have no desire.
We're doing, I think in May, we're doing Universal.
Yeah.
Which...
That would be cool. I would
hopefully
go to that.
Hopefully isn't as crazy.
It'll be crazy, dude.
But I know it's equally expensive.
So. Yeah. It's, I've heard with that place, if you stay there on the resort or whatever you want to call it, right. In the park, that you don't have to wait in line, that you can skip, right? I mean, you have to wait.
Tickets.
Yeah, you get up. You know when you get up to the roller coaster, how then it divides up into the lines to get on?
Yeah.
You get, like, right up to that point.
Yeah.
And people get pissed because the lines are, like, super long, and they're just, like, you show them your pass because you're staying there, and they just walk you around, and everybody's just like, the fuck, because you just keep doing it on the same ride, so you keep passing the same people.
Well, the way it's weird, the way Disney World does it is you go up to the beat to like where the gates are, you don't go in line, but to where the beginning of the line would be,
right?
Or the end, depending how you look at it. And there's a little machine there, you hit the button, you get a ticket, or maybe you slide your card, I don't know. You get a ticket, says come back at 9:30.
Oh, okay,
so. Say it's 9, you go screw around for a half hour. You come back at 9:30, you walk into a different line, totally separate from the other line, and they mingle you in. And no one really even knows who's who, you know what I mean?
Right.
So that's kind of good.
Now, is that because you're staying on the place?
I think you have to pay to do that.
Oh, it's like an extra thing. Pass. It's not just for anybody.
It's like a fast pass. You have to pay.
Well, that's fine. You get on there and it says come back in.
That's cool. That's if you're there for a day, that's the only way you could do anything.
Yeah, because you wouldn't have time.
Right. I don't know. If you wait in those lines for that shit, you would ride maybe 3 or 4 rides in a day.
And your day would be done.
I just can't imagine how you do it without, you know, skipping ahead.
Yeah.
But
I don't know. I'll find out.
They've got something like that, too, at the water park. They even have that. And it's a wristband.
Okay.
It's like a rubber, with a little...
What Would Jesus Do bands?
Yeah, something like that. I guess it has a microchip in it. And you, like, scan it, and it tells you...
That's safe.
Come back down.
Electronic bracelet you're swimming in. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, but it's, like, encapsulated and...
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. The kid always wanted to go, but I'm like, no. That's too fucking expensive.
It is.
It's not. Doesn't seem like very much fun.
My wife likes to travel though. So.
Oh, I do too. But yeah. I don't know. I never really cared. I guess I don't know. I was a weird kid. I was like, RoboCop gonna be there? No. Fuck. I don't want to go. What about Predator? Is he there? No. Fuck you. I ain't going. We were talking about that last night. Like, watch what movies we watched when we were growing up.
All the 80s movies?
Yeah, we're talking about 80s movies. Yeah. And I was telling Travis how I was like, practically raised on, like, that, like, Die Hard, RoboCop, Predator. You know, I watched all that shit with my dad. And he was saying, he's like, oh, yeah, he was never allowed to watch that stuff.
Right. The only stuff, even the stuff I watched was on TV. So even, like, Ghostbusters would be edited.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because even on, like, Channel 5, because I didn't have cable. you know, they edit out, you know, all the whatever right. curse words. And there's...
Oh, yeah. We're watching that. Uh-huh. Yeah, watching that last night, because that's PG.
Is it?
I'm pretty sure. It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think it is. But either way, I mean, they said everything but fuck.
Really?
Shit, asshole. Yeah. You know, this and that. And they're like... There was that scene with the ghost giving Dan Aykroyd a blowjob.
Yeah.
It, you know, it's like, what the fuck? It's like, God, the 80s were awesome. The shit that they got away with, that it was just like, oh, it's fine.
Yeah, the 80s were weird. That's what I'm saying. It was a weird time of growing up.
Yeah.
I felt like the kids were just on their own. Yeah. Mom's got to go to work now. It's the 80s. Just stay home for 3 hours after school.
Yeah, and that's how it was for us. Yeah. Stayed home.
Yeah.
My mom was working, my dad was gone working, and it was, got home from school by myself during the summer, all day.
Right, yeah.
You know, I guess because my mom was a teacher, so I guess she was around for most of the summer, but I mean, a lot of time. Towards the end, though, when my parents got divorced, it was, she was working, so it was, fuck, I was by myself, and I didn't care.
And people freak out, too, when I tell them my daughter will, you know, come home from school by herself and stay there for an hour or so.
Yeah.
And we started that when she was probably 8. People are like, oh my, no, that's, you can't do that. I wait until they're 13. I'm like, what? I can't. I have to do
now, that. Well, we'll be doing that with the kid next year because when she starts sixth grade, there's no aftercare.
Oh, really?
She's getting her ass on a bus and coming home. And this is the way it is. Nothing we can do about it. I mean, we both work late.
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't work that late, but I'm out in St. Louis, so I mean, it's not like I can be home by the time she gets off. So it's going to be ride the bus home. She's going to have a key to the house. She's going to come in. That's going to be that. Nothing we can do. There's no aftercare. After fifth grade, it stops, which I'm kind of happy about because I don't got to pay all that money. That shit ain't cheap. But
I wouldn't be doing it now. You should have.
Well, she's in a weird, she's like, I think, in a weird location to where I don't know if she can take the bus because we're too close. But it's still kind of far to walk. When I was her age, I'd have been walking or riding my bike, no problem, but this isn't the fucking 80s.
Don't they have to provide transportation for her?
I don't know. And like I said, I could be wrong about that. I don't know. I thought she was too close, but I don't know.
So would your wife take her to school every day and pick her up every day?
Yeah. No, we take turns picking her up. It just depends on if she's got to work late, I pick her up. If not, she just gets her.
Fuck that.
But... So she stays at aftercare, or she drops her off to the before care because it's all the same. It's all included in the price. Yeah. But 3 days a week, she's in band, so she gets dropped off to that at a different school, and they bus her back. So that's just a mess. After next year, we're not going to fucking worry about it no more.
Yeah.
And this summer, we're actually, it's going to be the first time she stays. She's not going to go to summer camp all week long because it's like she's at the age where it's more geared toward younger kids.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So she's just like, I don't fucking go.
She's going to be in middle school,
You know what I mean? So it's like, all right, well, we might make her still go like 3 days a week just to give her something to do, or at least 2 days a week. I think 2 days a week is what we decided. Like Friday for sure, because they always have like a pizza party. And they, you know, so you can go swimming and eat pizza on Friday, and maybe like Wednesday, because Wednesday they go to the movies, I think. They bus them to the theater, and they get to go to the movies every Wednesday. So we might do that like Wednesday and Friday, so that way it breaks her week up, and she's got stuff to do. But now we're just going to leave her at home, I think. She don't want to go. I can't blame her.
Brendan, how's your kids?
Fine. As far as I know.
Do you even own a pet?
I got a cat.
There you go.
See? He doesn't like that fucker, so. He had two cats. One was a white one and one was a black one, right?
Yeah.
Or a gray one?
Yeah.
And that's what the cat's names were? The white one and the black one?
Yeah, pretty much.
Just cat's name. That's
what happened to the other one?
Died of renal failure. Had a heart attack or something like that.
Is that your fault?
No.
It was.
Probably. No.
Brennan liked to scare him.
Brennan, like, he has like cat fights. He bets on
he bets on cat fights. It's a new thing. Only here in Illinois you can find it.
But the one that died was the good one. That was the one that I actually liked.
Oh, no.
Now I'm stuck with this asshole cat.
They're all cats are assholes.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's why I don't like them.
I think you would like them because they're assholes.
They make my eyes itch, so that's why I really don't like them.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
That too.
Dogs don't do that to me.
Yeah.
I'm just happy your dog accepted me into the family last night.
He didn't give a shit. He's just barking because he's not part of the situation. Right. Like when I put him out back.
Mm-hmm.
He's just mad that there's people there and he can't greet them.
Right.
How he sees fit, which is sniffing your butt or whatever, you know. Because as soon as you went back there, he's just like, yeah, he still was like, kind of like, you know, barking
a little bit, but yeah, he's fine.
But he just wants to know who you are, I guess.
Well, he knows now. Now we're friends.
No, because next time
he'll first forget. Yeah.
You'd have to come over like 3 days a week for a month for him to
start getting
used to not caring.
Right. I could just walk into your house whenever and he's just like,
There's days I walk into my house and he barks at me.
Really?
Before he realizes who it is.
Right. You know? He should be able to smell you, though.
You would think, but I think he's a little slow.
Wow.
He's a rescue. I think he got
beat up,
kicked around or something too much when he was a puppy. I don't know. The other dogs couldn't give a shit less.
Right.
Him, he's a mess. Nah. I don't think I'll ever rescue a dog again.
You'll never do that again?
No, it's too much bullshit. They come with problems.
They come with all built the, in. Yeah.
I can screw them up myself. I don't need someone else to do it for me. You know what I mean?
Right.
Anyway.
Yeah. Man, I'm trying to think. At that Destroyer 666 show, there was a split second that I thought the Great White incident was going to happen here.
Was it Great White or White Snake?
Fuck, I don't remember. I think it was Great White. I don't think it was White Snake.
One of the two.
Do you remember that when that band burned down that?
The fire?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was Great White.
Didn't like the roof catch on fire?
Yeah, they were shooting pyrotechnics off in there.
Oh, yeah. That's a bad idea.
And it burned up. So we're like reading about it on the way back because we started talking about it because when Wu-Tang came out, he came out with a fucking torch. And like walk through the crowd,
like a butane torch,
like a rag on a fucking stick torch. Like he's walking through a fucking cave,
like a medieval torch.
Yeah, okay. Like he's like he's Indiana Jones in a fucking cave. And he gets up on stage and he's like holding it up over his head, which is only giving it like 2 feet from the ceiling.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, I'm like looking for the nearest exit because that was the first thing I thought of. And there was an exit right behind me that they had a patio you can go out and smoke on.
Right.
So I was like, all right, if that roof goes, yeah, I'm out this door right here, no problem. So I'm going to grab Brendan because he's standing in front of me. Yeah. I'm like, let's go. We're hopping over this rail and we're out. I just kept waiting. I was like, man, I'm surprised they let him fucking do that.
Yeah,
no shit.
But then we were like talking about that on the way back and he was like reading shit about it. I was like, didn't one of the members die in it? And I think it was a guitar player. So he looked it up and it said that the guitar player was believed to make it out, but then ran back in to save his guitar and died. I was like, well, I don't fucking feel bad for that guy. That's fucking stupid. Yeah. Fuck your guitar.
It meant a lot to him, I guess.
Fuck that. I don't care. A blazing fire or a piece of a fucking equipment, I can go get a new one. I don't care what sentimental value is. It's not worth your life at all.
Right.
But we were like reading all the lawsuits. Dude, everybody got sued. Everybody. Budweiser got sued because they delivered beer there. Seriously, they were like on the list. It's like, what the fuck? Anything. The JBL got sued because of the foam inside the cabinets.
It's flammable.
Flammable. What the fuck do they have to do with it?
Do you know that? It's so stupid because it goes like nowhere.
No, they paid time. Out.
Yeah. Seriously?
Budweiser even. Did it say that Anheuser-Busch paid out or did it say they...
Yeah, I don't remember what it said about
it. I thought it said something like they were offering to pay out. Didn't really say if they did or didn't, but they were like, sure. And I guess they said they were going to, but it was just like,
they're probably like, we're billionaires, we'll help you guys out.
Right, but could you imagine a club burns down and someone's trying to sue you because you deliver beer there? You're a part of the problem too. Like, excuse me? Like, now I'm going to sue you because you're suing me because that's bullshit. That's stupid. Mm-hmm. You sue the guy who fucking set the pyrotechnics off. You sue the club because he had too many people in there after over the fire code.
Yeah. Right.
But who else can you blame?
Well, they were suing the soundproofing company.
Anyone in 5 mile range.
Anything that caught on fire, people got sued.
Yeah.
It's like, this shit's not meant to be on fire.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be fire resistant. It's just sound deadening foam. Yeah. Nowhere do they say, this will be perfectly fine in a fire. Because guess what? In a fire, who fucking cares? It's ruined anyways.
Yeah.
I mean, if there was a bottle of ketchup on the table, I guess they got fucked. I guess Heinz got sued too. I mean, fuck. It's unreal.
Yeah, it's the way of the world.
Yeah. Brendan, you want to play something?
Sure. Let's play And Darkness Fell by Thy Feeble Savior.
I hope you guys are ready for something fucking heavy.
That was And Darkness Fell by Thy Feeble Savior. They're out of Houston, Texas. And you can find them at thyfeeblesavior.bandcamp.com. And that's spelled S-A-V-I-O-R.
I think I have a slight hangover.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Man, we didn't drink that much last night.
No. I drank more than you, though.
No, you didn't. Yeah, you did. You had an extra beer more.
I drank a beer between every beer we drank because we were trying new stuff out.
Yeah. I know you drank that. Yeah.
Forever to finish it.
Dude, those sours are, you can't just slam that shit, bro. You got to savor the flavor.
I did.
It was a tart one, that sour. I can't remember the name of it now. I don't even remember the name of the other one. But they were good.
Anyway. Yeah, dude, I'm feeling it.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm tired.
I mean, it's just the crap weather, too.
Yeah, shitty weather. We always record during shitty weather. Travis was bitching about that when he got to my house.
I feel like Eeyore. Lost my tail. I feel like Brendan feels every day.
Every day.
Steve, just take over. We're just going to sit over here.
Just sit over here. Just moaning. Just moaning at the appropriate time so everybody knows you're still here. Oh, fuck. Let's play another song.
How about TV Head by Piff Break Arcade? That was Piff Break Arcade with the song TV Head. They are out of Toronto, Ontario, and you can find them at piffbreakarcade.bandcamp.com.
So they were supposed to be on the last episode, but I had a little bit of technical difficulty.
Ew. What happened?
So what did happen?
I had to send you a cassette tape.
No, no.
You did not.
No, so... I was editing, doing a bunch of editing, and I had a shuffling stuff around, and for some reason, when we come back on, half a year, reintroducing them was gone.
Oh.
Like, all of a sudden it just started. It was like you were already halfway through website. And I was like, what the fuck? It like just disappeared. So I was just like, I didn't know what to do. There's nothing I can do to fix it. So the only thing I could do is cut out you talking about them and splice it together. And I just removed. And I was like, well, I'll just have to push them to this episode. Not like I don't edit this with all you guys sitting here to where we could have just redone it. But that's what happens.
Get your shit straight.
Fuck you. You come over here and do this.
You want me to start hitting buttons on that thing?
No, just stay away. Just let me do this.
I'll twist knobs. Like
stop. Put your hand away from
tune
it.
Tune in Tokyo.
No. No, I have enough trouble on my own. I don't need your help.
I don't need you to fuck it up.
Yeah. Yeah, I get pretty lucky about doing this, though. I don't have too many issues, other than when we didn't do the intro, and I was on the plane editing.
People are probably fine with that.
Nah, that people don't fucking care.
They're probably good.
I know Mike was like, hey, did you guys realize you didn't put your intro on there? I'm like, I know it was technical. It was the easiest thing to fix when everything went wrong was just to dump the intro, and it was all fine. So I was just like, see ya. Luckily, it's always been something like that. It sucks I had to push them back a week, but shit happens. Just unfortunate. Somebody, it was gonna happen to somebody, I guess. So I didn't want to like not come back on and have you not give the website out.
Yeah.
So I was just like, fuck it, I'll just move them to next week's. But let's move along.
All right. Next up, we got the band No Politics playing the song Two Sides.
Right.
That was Two Sides by No Politics. They're out of Newport Richey, Florida. And you can find them at facebook.com/nopoliticsrocks, spelled R-O-X.
Are they a political band?
Yes. They are straight political. Actually, that's one of my favorite band names because I fucking hate politics.
Yeah, I do like that name. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, because I fucking hate politics. When people start talking about politics and this and that. Like we were at your house last night. And we're watching that Netflix show while we were eating that the cooking show.
Yeah.
But I just gotta get it. What do you remember what the name of it was?
Nailed it.
So apparently they get like three people that are just like average people from home that cook, and they have them make
some sort of
like
online Pinterest baking thing.
Right. Like, so they had to make, they did two stages. The first one was some chef or somebody baked three cookies, and each cookie looked like the face of the contestants. And then they had to duplicate it.
Yeah.
These are just average people. They're not like actual chef wannabes or not. These are just fucking people that, whatever. So it was hilarious to see.
Yeah, it's horrid.
Oh, yeah. they bring the cookie out and they put it up next to the one it's supposed to look like. And the one, like on that example, it was the guy that won, because it was two chicks and a guy.
Yeah.
He didn't even cook his cookie. It was raw. Not only does it go by presentation, it goes by taste. And he still won. So even though the other two chicks cooked their stuff, he still won, and his was raw. They tasted better than them cooking theirs. And they were just...
Raw cookie dough tastes good, though.
Oh, but it was hideous. The way they all looked, they were hilarious. Yeah. So the second part of the phase was... They had like this big...
It gets big and complicated.
Yeah, the first one's easy. Then the second one's just like even crazier. So you get to see that they can't even handle the easy task. And then they bring out the real challenge.
Which is like a professionally made cake.
Yes, it was a professionally made cake of Donald Trump. From like chest from like, up.
Yeah, the bust up.
Bust up, yeah. And they had to duplicate that. And the entire time that one of the ladies is just bitching about it. And make, you know, bitching about Donald Trump. It's like, who fucking cares? Shut the fuck up. But it was funny. We started laughing our asses off because she was like, well, it's time to do the eyes. And she's like, making them. And they look crazy as fuck. And there's like all this red around him like a demon. And we just started laughing. Like, that's how she probably really sees him.
Yeah.
She's not like trying to be mean. I think she just sees him as a demon. And we were just like laughing our asses off.
I was waiting for him to have like horns and shit.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Which is like, I just get, you know. Who cares? It's like, shut up.
I thought it was funny, though, like, as a show, or even like this, it's like, why wouldn't you just stay away from that crap?
Yeah. No, they do it on purpose. They want
the bullshit.
Yes. Because I guarantee these people fill out some sort of questionnaire on...
Do you like Donald Trump? No.
What's your political views?
Donald Trump cake?
Yep. They probably ask some stupid question, what's some of your political views? Because they want to alienate you on TV. Because that's going to make good TV.
Yeah.
And I guarantee that was it. Because the one lady was like foreign, I think. So I think she had a kind of like a weird accent. But she was. I didn't think she cared. The guy didn't give a fucking care. But the other chick was like, rah, rah, like bitching. It's like, shut up. It's like, who fucking cares? Just make the goddamn cake.
Did they all end up looking terrible?
I don't think we finished it. So, I think we changed. I think we started drinking after that point. We're like, all right.
We were in the middle drinking.
Yeah. Beer took over. Yeah, what do we got next, buddy?
Got Red Calling playing Never Go Back. Never Go Back by Red Calling. They are from Tampa, Florida, and you can find them at facebook.com/redcalling.band.
Good band. Very good. She's got a killer voice. All right. What do we got? How many more we got left?
Two.
Okay. Oh, sorry. Travis stole my sheets. He bitches and complains that he doesn't want sheets, and then he takes mine.
Here.
I don't need them now. I just fucking know what they are now. Asshole. Now they're all under the table. All right. Let's play another
one. Now no one knows.
Brennan still has his sheets.
Next, I'm the only one that came prepared. Next up is the band Smut playing the song Natural Deformity. That was Natural Deformity by the band Smut. They are out of Toronto and or Berlin, and I don't have any contact information.
I tried to look them up.
Yeah.
And the only band Smut I could find was from France.
Yeah.
And it wasn't them. So.
Because I tried looking up Natural Deformity and Slut. Or Smut. Whoa. Or Smut.
Don't be looking up sluts on my
fucking
computer.
Well, I mean, the same thing if you type in Natural Deformity and Smut, then you get a very different website than what I was actually looking for.
Right.
What'd you get?
I want to see. Go ahead, yeah. We want to see.
Type it in.
Are the FBI...
Type it in again on Google and click on the first thing that comes up.
No!
Do it!
Oh, my God. Go ahead.
Steve, that computer's from, like, 1999.
It doesn't matter. It's all about IP addresses. When we're back here recording and all of a sudden the SWAT team comes in here...
There's nothing illegal with natural deformities or smut.
Bullshit. Oh, God.
First website.
Well, shit. This doesn't have any smut. This is just about hip treatment.
What?
Bone joint and muscle disorder. I got natural deformity. Defects.
Yeah, I guess.
Where's the smut part come in?
Let's click on videos.
No.
Maybe you should.
No, I'd search Yahoo if you search Google. The name of the band is SMUTT.
Yes.
With two T's.
Right. There's even a band. The one I looked up from France had two T's.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I tried to look on their Bandcamp page and match up the songs, but I didn't see it. And, well, yeah. Considering in the email it says they're from Toronto/Berlin, figured it wasn't them.
Anyway.
All right. Whatever. I guess we're going to get out of here because Travis is hungry. Bitching.
Hungover.
Got to get him some greasy to eat. So, if you like the show, you can hit us up on Facebook, like it there. You can find us on Instagram at Empathica Radio. You can find me on Instagram at Empathica Smitty. If you want some free stickers of the show, you can send your home address to empathicaradio@gmail.com and we'll send you some stickers. If you are in a band, you play metal, hardcore, punk, you are unsigned, independent, or on some super underground label, independent label, send it to the same email address. You can send us an audio file. You can
also send the penis pics to that email address.
Yeah, if you're going to send penis pics to that email, just put Travis in the subject so I know not to open it, and I'll just forward it straight to him.
Is that just for Uber drivers?
Uber drivers are welcome. you can subscribe on iTunes. We're on there. We're on Stitcher. You can listen on Spotify. We're on iHeartRadio now. I don't know even what that is.
It's a thing.
I know it's a thing. There's a big building on my way to work I go by, iHeartRadio. But whatever, we're on it.
I'll explain it to you later.
All right. Google Play Music, we're on that. Follow, subscribe, do whatever. Don't miss out on these great bands. We got a lot of good stuff coming up. And we got another awesome band play now, another heavy one.
Vomiter. They are out of Brisbane, Australia. You can find them at vomiter-australia.bandcamp.com. And the name of this song is Abracadabra.